Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and I am continuing my conversation with Michael Wilder. Michael Wilder was a member of the LDS Church, and the reason why I feel it's important to have gentlemen like Michael Wilder come and talk about their experiences as Latter-day Saints is certainly in light of the fact that Dr. Richard Mao, the president of Fuller Seminary, has come out with a book called Talking with Mormons, An Invitation to Evangelicals, a book which is very critical of how evangelicals or Christians as a whole have conducted themselves when discussing doctrinal issues with members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As I've mentioned, Dr. Mao gives the impression that people like myself, even though I've spent nearly 40 years of my life studying the doctrines and history of the Mormon Church, we just don't know anything because, after all, Dr. Mao has had private meetings with academics in the Mormon Church. Sadly, on more than one occasion, Dr. Mao has exhibited what I feel to be a real lack of understanding of what modern Mormonism is really all about. If he is wrong about what he thinks the Mormon Church teaches today, then people need to know that. They need to see that his assessment is not entirely accurate. Back in 2004, when Dr. Mao spoke in the tabernacle, it was the day that was actually given to Ravi Zacharias. Although after Dr. Mao's comments, Ravi Zacharias' talk was kind of forgotten. Nobody really even remembers what Dr. Zacharias spoke about, but they do remember Dr. Mao because he accused evangelicals of bearing false witness. Michael, welcome to the show, because we're going to talk about one of the things that Dr. Mao said that we have wrong, that we have it wrong. And but I'm glad you're back and be able to share your experiences. So
well, thank you, Bill. It's good to be back again. It's just so interesting to see what's going on in the news media about what do Mormons really believe.
It's one of the most often studied religions in the world today, and yet the Mormons will tell you nobody understands them. The Mormon Church says
right.
That.
That's
Isn't that
right.
weird?
And you know what we're trying to do here? We're teaching people what Mormons really believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I can state this from a fact, and with all due respect, Dr. Mao, you know, I lived it. I lived it for 30 years. Talking with Dr. Millett or talking with a few general authorities does not teach you Mormon doctrine.
No.
But living it, being in priesthood meetings for years, reading their manuals, attending the temple, working in the temple, working in a leadership position, going to church courts, understanding the philosophies, the movement of the LDS Church, I understand it. And Mormonism is Mormonism. It is not Christianity. Mm-hmm. It's a huge difference.
Well, the fact that they even use the phrase restored gospel tells you that it must not be the same gospel that has been believed by Christians for the past couple thousand years. You would think that would be a hint.
Oh, yes. You know, what's interesting, I kind of like to use this joke. And again, we are not anti-Mormon. We are anti-Mormon doctrine. I love the people. The people are wonderful. You can't find better people in the world. But the doctrine, what the LDS Church teaches, is not correct. Because let's just look at it this way. If the LDS Church teaches the absolute pure Christian doctrine, what Jesus Christ would teach, okay, and if they are pure Christians, then I am an anti-Christian because I do not agree with what they teach. And so I have to stand for my core beliefs of what I found in the Bible, and the Bible itself conflicts greatly with the Mormon doctrine.
When Dr. Mao made his very controversial statements in 2004, he was naturally approached by a lot of people about the things that he said, because he offended not only people like myself, but he offended a lot of pastors in this valley. And the sting from his comments go on to this very day. Mormons still bring it up. They interpreted Dr. Mao's comments as, see, anybody who talks about Mormonism, they're all lying. That's how they interpreted it. And Mao has kind of been fostering that thought. And what's sad is that when he was challenged on these things, he made a response. And this is what he said. On a more technical point, I have received emails in the past few days, and this is right after he made his comments in 2004, I have received emails in the past few days where evangelicals have said that Mormonism teaches that God was once a human being like us, and we can become gods just like God now is. Mormon leaders have specifically stated that such a teaching, while stated by past leaders, is something they don't understand and has no functioning place in present-day Mormon doctrine. Bob Millett, speaking of Robert Millett, who's a BYU professor and is very close and very influential in the life of Dr. Mao, Bob Millett has made the same point to many of us, and Stephen Robinson, who's another BYU professor, insisted in the book he co-authored with Craig Blomberg, and I need to explain, Craig Blomberg is a professor at Denver Seminary, New Testament professor, and he goes on to say that the book he authored with Craig Blomberg, that this is not an official Mormon teaching, even though it can be found in non-canonical Mormon writings. As a former Mormon, what do you think about that statement?
That's incorrect. We were taught from the very beginning, not from the very beginning. And again, once we got to the temple, mm-hmm. and once we started being indoctrinated in the higher doctrines of the LDS Church, the reason my wife and I were sealed in the temple in 1979 was to prepare ourselves to be able to be married in the hereafter and to have children, spiritual children, and to progress to godhood. That was a fact that was taught to us for 30 years. It was taught in my priesthood manuals. It is a fact. And to say, and for Dr. Mellett to imply that, that's bearing false witness.
Well, here's my problem, Michael. I don't even know if Dr. Millett did say that. I wonder if Mao is just not paying attention.
It could be.
It was actually Dr. Millett in 1996 who had an article in the Ensign magazine where he was talking about this very issue. So I wonder, is Dr. Mao even listening to what some of these guys are saying? Now, the problem that I have with him trying to make it sound like this is not a functioning doctrine in the Mormon Church today, I'm holding in my hand Teachings of Presidents of the Church, George Albert Smith. This is the newest of manuals. The Mormon Church has been going through a number of these Teachings of Presidents of the Church. They started with the Brigham Young one, and they've gone on. They've done Joseph Smith and David O. McKay, Spencer W. Kimball. This is George Albert Smith, who was the eighth president of the Mormon Church. This is what it says on page 71. We also believe that we are sowing the seed today of a harvest that we will reap when we go from here. Eternal life is to us the sum of pre-existence, present existence, and the continuation of life and immortality, holding out to us the power of endless progression and increase. With that feeling and that assurance, we believe that as man is, God once was, and as God is, man may become. That's page 71 of a current LDS manual. Now, Dr. Mao says that's not a functioning teaching in the Mormon Church. That's what he says he was told. But yet here it is in a correlated manual that is supposedly vetted by the First Presidency. How would you respond to that, Michael?
Well, the fact is that Joseph Smith taught this concept. Brigham Young taught this concept. Every prophet has taught this, maybe not openly, but they have taught this concept that we can become gods and that we will populate our own worlds, okay, mm-hmm. and that this is part of the eternal progression that we're involved with. You know, it's taught there. It's taught in the priesthood manual. The last year I was in the LDS Church, 2007, it was taught in the priesthood manual there. Mm-hmm. And so it's a concept that we, as when I was a Mormon Latter-day Saint, we were trying to progress to become perfect so we can become gods. It's a fact.
Yeah, and past leaders have made it very clear that you are basically repeating a process that's been going on since eternity past, that the Mormon god Elohim was once a man who's the offspring of a god who was also once a man, going clear back into eternity past. And Joseph Smith, Joseph Fielding Smith, have made it clear that we don't know the pedigree of God because it goes back so far that our mind, you know, begins to get weary, I think is what Joseph Fielding Smith said. But when you were a Latter-day Saint, you were taught these things.
It was taught. It was a fact. And when you look at it, and again, we as Latter-day Saints, we're always trying to progress to get to the temple, get your endowment, keep going back to the temple. Eventually, through the eons, billions of years, we would become gods.
So that would be your hope in eternity, is to become a god. So your eternity was basically, you wake up in the morning, what is your day like in a Mormon eternity? You're just ruling over your creation as Elohim is ruling over this creation.
Yeah, it all always takes back to the priesthood line. Remember, it's the priesthood line that does everything. And again, it's the priesthood, through my authorities as taught in the temple, that I would resurrect my wife. Mm-hmm. And then I would resurrect my sons, okay? Mm-hmm. And then they would resurrect their children and so forth. It's all by that authority. And again, it's just so obvious if you just go back now and study what Joseph Smith, Brigham Young taught. Now, if the LDS Church doesn't agree with that, then they can denounce that. But
that's a great point.
But do they? No, they just don't talk about it. They just don't talk about it anymore. And it's interesting, when you talk about the LDS leaders talking to pastors, they will just kind of state what they want to state. Mm-hmm. They don't get into heavier doctrine. We saw this with Joseph Smith all the time. He was teaching one thing, but telling the media other things, misrepresenting fact.
I think that's one thing as Christians we need to really be aware of. We need to be a discerning people. That's why I appreciate people like yourself, Michael, that have lived through this. You experienced it. You struggled in coming out. And I think what you're doing in your testimony is a great benefit to the Christian church. And I think it really puts comments by Richard Mao into a proper perspective. And I thank you for being with us.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Have you ever wondered where you can go in Utah to look at the largest inventory of Christian books addressing the Mormon religion? Well, the answer is the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore in Salt Lake City, located at 1358 South in West Temple, just across the street from Spring Mobile Ballpark. Sandra Tanner and her staff will assist you in finding a resource that will help meet your study needs. Now, the store also carries dozens of books that she and her husband Gerald have written over the past five decades. This includes Mormonism, Shadow, or Reality. And if you have questions, there is always someone behind the desk who would be happy to speak with you. If you want to go deeper into any issue related to Mormonism, we invite you to visit the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore, open Mondays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays from 1 to 5. The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore, once again located right there at 1358 South and West Temple. We look forward to seeing you soon.